This podcast was adapted from a live radio broadcast originally aired on WSUM FreeFlow.
The opinions expressed in this podcast do not reflect the views of WSUM, the University of Wisconsin-Madison, or its Board of Regents.
Hello, and welcome back to this week's episode of Game Days with the Girls. My name is Danny Savin, and I'm joined alongside
Cam Felstead.
And you are listening to WSUM here on FreeFlow. Cam, how are you? How was your day?
It was pretty good. I only had two classes this morning. Well, one class, actually, because we didn't have journalism. But
that's
other than
so
that, I've had a wonderful day.
Oh my gosh.
So far. How
I love
about
that
you?
For you? It's been pretty good. I woke up, I ran like 8 miles, which was
okay, slay.
An experience, because we love that. And then I went to philosophy, which was also an experience. But it works out, because now I'm here, and Cam and I are going to just jump into all things sports, starting with probably the most hot topic of the week, NFL free agency. There has been a lot going on, a lot on the line, and Cam and I have been texting all week about it, because when I was mid-run on Monday, DeAndre Swift signed with the Bears, and as a Bears fan, this was undoubtedly one of the greatest days of my life. We have a running back. Do we need literally every other position? Yes. Did the Bears just sign a tight end that we really don't need because we already have a perfectly good tight end? Yes. Will we be drafting Caleb Williams? Hopefully. So then we'll have one good tight end, one good running back, and one good quarterback, unless the Bears destroy Caleb Williams the way that they destroyed Justin Fields not too long ago. So yeah, as a Bears fan, there's like a lot of mixed feelings. If we're able to win 7 games next season, which sounds super minimal, I would be so stoked. I would be just out of my mind happy if the Bears are able to either match the 7 wins of this past season, or maybe it's 6, I can't remember. Or even surpass, perhaps add on a whole nother win. That would be like the greatest day of my life. What about you, Cam? I know that there have been a lot of upset Packers fans recently because of the defect to Minnesota.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's not that big of a deal. It's kind of annoying, but like Aaron Jones going to the Vikings was a obvious shock. Like intra-division, like I don't even know, like, switching, I guess you could say, like, mm-hmm. is probably the most shocking. Like, Saquon Barkley did it.
No, oh my gosh, did you see what his teammate, like, posted?
Yeah, or, like, the former running back for New York or whoever he was.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's been a lot of them. Like, Jordan Poyer went to the Dolphins. Like, Patrick Queen went to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Like, but, like, being a Packer fan, I'm not going to like seeing Aaron Jones in purple. It doesn't upset me very much, but it's just going to be so weird because he was so dominant for the Packers for so long.
Okay, but so you have like a much calmer view than most other Packers fans I've talked to recently.
Well, we can't be mad because we could have offered him money.
But that is valid. I was also thinking about the way that you would stick it most to the team you're with is to go to their greatest competition, right? What is it in the Packers organization that makes players want to stick it to their previous owners, or not owners, but like managers and teammates and coaches, that they defect? Like, what is it about the Packers institution? I've been thinking about this a lot recently.
I don't really know. I know that some people don't like our owners, and I know that like we're owned by the fans is like the saying, but we're really not, like, because we still have a general manager. Like,
yeah.
Obviously, like, there's nobody that owns it like how like the Dallas Cowboys are.
Yeah.
But there's still like somebody running it. It's not like the fans get to choose who the draft pick is. Like, it's still like somebody's running it. So like obviously when we go and draft somebody and it's just like the worst pick ever, like, everybody did not like Jordan Love, and Jordan Love turned out to be okay, but there was like
Love turned out to be amazing.
Yeah, like, or yeah, I said okay, he's probably very good, but like there's like other people that we drafted and they just weren't very good.
Mm-hmm.
Or like we traded people and like it wasn't really a good trade, but like we're gonna be good, I think. Now, I mean, we got some, like, this is our first year where we've made like big changes to like the way that we're like doing things, I guess. Like, we picked up Xavier McKinney.
Yeah.
He is going to be incredible. Like, he might be like Charles Woodson was for the Packers.
Alrighty, so those are our two favorite teams, but let's go through the rest of the teams and see if we can grade them
grade.
A through F about how we think their teams did with trading. Does that sound good?
Yeah, do you have, like, something pulled up? Like, should I pull something up for that?
Here, I got you, queen.
I was going to say, there's probably, like, a website link.
Well, everyone's grading everything now, but I want to do our take. Our game days with our girls and our takes. So we're going to start going alphabetically with the Arizona Cardinals. So they had 5 major re-signings. 3 were key additions. They got defensive lineman Justin Jones, linebacker Mack Wilson, and center back, right? Sean Murphy.
Cornerback,
excuse me.
You're fine.
The letters are not lettering for me. Sean Murphy Bunting. I'm going to be honest, the only
did
one of those...
Did you say left back for LB?
That's left back?
Is it, or did you say linebacker?
I said linebacker.
Okay, I'm just making sure because I thought you said... I was like, if she said center back, did she say left back?
No.
I didn't hear like your first two.
Which is so fine.
Nope, you're
terminology.
Good.
Game days with the girls, we are brushing up on our terminology because I'm not really
center
one...
Center back is funny.
I'm not really one for acronyms, so usually I just like spell everything out, which is kind of silly, but kind of the way I do things.
It works for you, so...
It does. But out of those 3 additions, Justin Jones is the only one that I know of. What about... Because he was on the Bears, and he led the Bears with 17 hits and 10 tackles for loss... And he was, frankly, a pretty decent impact on the Bears, so losing him was kind of an issue.
Well, I know Mack Wilson played for the Patriots, but other than that, I don't really know very much about him.
Mm-hmm.
I think, how much has he had? Like, because he's the linebacker. He has not, like, in his career, he's had 6 sacks.
That's, like, not a lot. How long has he been in the NFL?
Since 2019.
Bro.
4 fumble recoveries.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but these aren't like out of the water stats, are they?
Their career.
No.
Oh,
I understand that their career.
Sports.
No. I know
what
that.
Out of the water means.
Oh, well, excuse me. Let me clarify.
Thank you.
As in, like, they aren't that impressive. Like, 6 sacks in 5
not.
Years.
Like, some guys you're just like hoping to pick up and they just do enough on defense because it's not like they're a weak link, but they're like.
The bare minimum
just good
is good, yeah. Okay, I just wanted to double check because you were reading those and I was like, he doesn't sound super impactful in any regard.
Okay. No, I don't believe he was because like usually the like obviously the big names are like the ones you're going to know. But like then there's some that are like, oh, I think I've heard of him before
yeah.
or something. Like some of these guys I've never heard of. The only reason I've heard of Mack Wilson, I believe, is because he went to Georgia Tech.
Okay, yeah.
And he got drafted a few years back. But
that
I don't
clicks.
Remember when in the draft he got taken or whatever, but yeah.
Okay, so based off of who we know of additions and re-signings, I would give the Cardinals, like, a D. Because, hear me out, they took one of the Bears' key players. So
that's
I'm
funny.
Not a huge fan. D, personally, but probably just, like, a C. No one's super... influential, no one's super impactful, but not negative value. They dropped some dead weight over the past week, so yeah, what do you think, Cam?
I'll probably go with you and go C minus.
C minus.
D and C.
Oh, she's averaging out my personal opinions and my professional views.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Who'll be moving on to next? I believe it's the Falcons, isn't it?
Yes.
Who just signed QB Kirk Cousins.
Oh my gosh. That was actually why. I got that message on my watch while I was in class. 4 years, $180 million, $100 million guaranteed. Is Kirk Cousins worth that much? What do we think?
I don't know.
Okay.
Because also, this is not the most impactful thing, but after his injury last year,
yeah,
sometimes when you have those injuries in your leg or like a certain injury in your arm where it could just make you like not play the same as before,
like, yeah, there's like doubt in the back
game.
Of your mind.
Exactly. So like it's the same thought with Aaron Rodgers. Is he going to be as great as he was when he comes back. Like, obviously, I think he'll be good, but is Kirk going to be that same way? Is my question. Because Kirk, unlike Aaron, they had the same injury.
Mm-hmm.
Kirk's was worse.
Yeah.
Like, Aaron was walking after 3 weeks.
I know. I was like, was he actually ever injured?
He partially tore it. Like, mm-hmm. Kirk fully tore his.
Yeah.
So that's a little different.
And with your entire career on the line, does that make you play safer? Because one wrong move, I mean, now he has $100 million guaranteed, but one wrong move, you're done.
Like, if you look at Mahomes, he does not do, like, QB sneaks anymore because he's scared of...
his ankles, yep. I know. That's crazy. I wonder if football cleats, or that is how they're referred to, right? Cleats?
Cleats, yep.
Yeah, if they'll ever be modified for more ankle support. Because the amount of ankles I saw give out this season, horrifying. Genuinely just, you know, the vibes.
How are you feeling about the Falcons getting Mooney from the Bears?
Everyone is getting everyone from the Bears. Any Bears player of note?
Mooney was, I'd say, a player of note.
I know, that's what I'm saying. The Bears are losing them left and right, and I'm trying to get over it. I really am, but he's going to be the Falcons' third pass catcher now. Like, that is the slot that he's filling, and that's what he used to be for Chicago. But I guess I understand the move. He has so much potential, and mm-hmm. on a team that isn't known for being the best, you want to try and move up the ranks, and you want to try and get your name out there. So he'll finally have a chance to reignite his career, because coming out of the draft, he was incredible. But this past season, he was kind of trapped in, like, run-first offense, so mm-hmm. he didn't really get the time nor the notoriety that I think a player like Mooney deserves.
Yeah, and I feel like he'll be a good fit, I believe, with, like, Kirk, because Kirk's good enough to throw more than the quarterbacks that Atlanta was having prior.
Yeah.
But I also think it would be nice, now that you've got a good wide receiver for Kirk, too. Like, there's obviously good wide receivers, but, like, Kyle Pitts, once he's back, he's a pretty good tight end for the yeah. Falcons. You've got Bijan Robinson in the backfield. Yeah. Like, they're going to be pretty good, I think, this year.
Yeah, I think so. But then in terms of tight end, one of the people leaving the Falcons, Smith.
That, yeah, Jonnu's leaving.
That was crazy.
And they were running kind of like splits with Kyle Pitts and Jonnu until Kyle got injured at the end of the year.
Yeah.
And Jeff Okuda left too, who was a really good corner for them. So that kind of sucks, but I do think at the end of the day, I'd give them an A grade for their free agency signing.
Oh, beyond. I would honestly give them an A plus if Mooney wasn't coming from the Bears. But frankly, it's one of those things where if you started on the Bears, I will cheer for you no matter what, because I know that you're moving on to something better for you.
Absolutely.
Like, better for your career, and I can't help but support that. But yes, absolutely an A for the Falcons. Landing Kirk Cousins, huge. Landing Mooney, also pretty big. I'm excited to see where the Falcons go next season.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
Okay, moving on to the Baltimore Ravens. Oh,
okay, my grade automatically drops. You know how teachers are sometimes like, if you turn in something late, you get an automatic grade drop? The highest you can get is a B. That's how I feel about the Ravens, because I hate the Harbaughs. And I don't think it's that hot of a take to dislike the brothers, but I really genuinely...
I mean, I don't think it's a hot take. I think it's, like, lukewarm.
Oh, lukewarm take? That's fascinating.
Sorry, I wasn't going to say, like, valid, because I don't exactly know if it's valid. Like,
it's okay. It's an opinion.
You know,
that is fully my opinion.
Like, I'm not going to give you crap about it or anything.
Thank you.
I think Derrick Henry is going to be a great fit for their offense only because I feel like having a power back like Derrick Henry could help in the offense when you have as fast and as quick of a quarterback as you need, because he's like a running back when he gets out of the pocket and like escapes.
Yeah.
So like, you don't really need a very quick guy. Like, you need somebody who can push through, and I think Derrick Henry will excel at that there.
Especially the way that they just re-signed Justin...
Madubike?
I'm going to go with...
Let's go with that.
I'm going to go with Cam's pronunciation.
I don't know if that is that, guys.
We don't know, but he is one of the NFL's best defensive tackles. His deal, 4 years for $98 million. But just to run back why he's so amazing, he led all defensive tackles in sacks with 13, QB hits with 33. Yeah, he just had kind of an out-of-this-world season for the Ravens last season. I was about to say last year.
And they re-signed Aguilar.
I know.
Who also is a very good wide receiver. He's not the greatest, but I think that him and OBJ, they do just enough where they are important in that lineup.
Yeah, that's crazy. And then also the fact that one of the Ravens guys who's leaving, running back Gus Edwards, is switching out Harbaugh's for coaches and is going to the Chargers, yeah. Which is kind of wild. Just can't get away from the fam.
And coming off of the season being the second best defense in the NFL, losing Patrick Queen is going to be not very good for them.
Yeah.
But I feel like they will find somebody to replace, rather that is in the draft or just maybe another free agency pickup, but I don't know for sure, or trading to get somebody. But
so overall, free agency went pretty well for Baltimore. I'm giving them a B though. Automatic grade deduction.
I'll give them like a B+, I think.
Oh. Okay.
You know, I'll just go a little higher.
Just a little higher
because I think Henry's going to be good.
That's so fair.
Okay. Buffalo Bills.
Frankly,
the most random pickups.
I don't really know what's going on. Mitchell Trubisky back
to the Bills.
I'm
just going to start this out of the gate, and I'm going to say C for my grade.
C?
Before we even start talking, because a lot of this is just random people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they don't really... I don't
need any of them.
Like, I don't know if they're, like, looking or waiting for the draft to happen to pick up guys or mm-hmm. what their thing is. But, like, they picked up Nicholas Moreau and Mitchell Trubisky out of the free agency. That's it.
But, like, Trubisky's literally just their backup quarterback,
exactly.
Right?
Josh Allen is not going to be, like...
I sometimes am just confused by the actions of people in sports. I genuinely just sit there. The same way that the Bears signed an extra tight end was the way that the Bills signed another quarterback. Well, I was like, this...
Sometimes the free agency really gets to you. Like,
evidently.
The Packers had the best running back core for about 30 minutes.
For a full 30 minutes,
and
guys.
And then we lost Aaron Jones. And I was like, what's going on? Okay. But,
yeah.
Key departures for them. Like, I mean, I think, obviously.
Are any of them this key?
Jordan Poyer going
to
the Dolphins is a big one.
I love the Dolphins. Dolphins are the team I cheer for because the Bears suck.
Yeah, and I mean, like, the running back Hines would probably be a kind of big one, too. But mm-hmm. other than that, I don't really know if that's a big deal for them.
Yeah. So overall, the vibe of the Bills is just, why? What sparked these actions? So I, too, will give them a C. I'm just a little lost.
I might move mine down to C-.
Wow. A full C-. I really was following the deals and was so genuinely confused about what was going on there. So I think it's safe to say...
Okay, we're moving on to the Carolina Panthers.
To the worst team in just the entire
NFL.
That
the Packers almost lost.
That was wild.
That game was actually the most scary moment of my life.
Didn't the Packers literally beat the Chiefs to this past season? And you almost lost to the Panthers.
Lost to the 2-17 Panthers when we needed to win to keep going in playoffs.
That was the funniest thing that could have happened.
I think we won by a field goal.
Oh. Okay.
Okay. Anyways, moving on.
I really
don't know any of these people.
I don't either.
Oh,
but apparently they got a new GM, Dan Morgan, and a head coach, Dave Canales. Yep, that's how we're going to say it. So what it sounds like is the Panthers, not only are they overhauling their roster in year one of new coaches, but they're also, or excuse me, new players, they're also reinvigorating their coaching staff because they are bringing in former Miami Dolphins guard Robert Hunt as well.
Robert Hunt, I think, is good, if I'm remembering correctly.
I'm
from the Dolphins. I think he's really good.
Then how did he end up in Carolina?
I don't know. I really don't know. I feel like Carolina's the team we can spend the least amount of time on.
I was really gonna say.
Like, their draft picks is what's gonna help them the most, I think.
We shall see. I'm gonna give them a C, too.
I'm gonna stick with the C-minus train right now.
I have no words. And on to my home.
Shy City,
the Chicago Bears. I'm torn because we...
How did you guys... Oh, I guess you guys got a C grade.
Yeah. Yeah. From you? Well,
no,
we
from,
got... I
from
know.
The,
from, yes.
From the website.
From the website. Cam and I are currently scrolling through CBS because it allows for us to not miss any teams. For example, I'm not sure we would have discussed the Panthers had we not seen them on this list.
I probably wouldn't have cared anyways.
Yeah, pretty much. But the Bears signed running back DeAndre Swift, which unfortunately means the Eagles no longer have their Kelce or their Swift, whereas the Chiefs retained their Swift and their Kelce. What does that say for the rest of the season, guys? Cam's trying not to giggle. She... Really,
I'm trying
really
to hold it in, guys.
Is.
Danny had to mention Taylor Swift.
I had to.
Okay. Yeah, I think the Bears, I mean, as a Packer fan, it's probably hard to say this, but I think they did a pretty good job.
Wow.
And
you're doing great, sweetie.
Thank you. Ryan Bates and Kevin, I want to say his name's Byard.
Byard, yeah. Yep.
And Jonathan Owens, he can leave.
Oh, ew.
He can leave.
No,
leave.
I do not want Jonathan
Owens. He can leave the
Owens.
Packers. Simone could stay, find a different man. There's plenty of hot
she
wide receivers.
She really does need a new husband.
There is a lot of hot wide receivers on that Packer lineup. I would have just been like, we're going to a different guy.
Be so real. How did he land Simone Biles? How?
Because I believe she...
Normalize making men the catch. You're not the catch.
She was a Houston Texan, and I believe when she was in, like, lived in Houston, they met.
Okay.
I believe.
Wait, so does that mean that if I ever get a chance to go to a Bears game that I could see Simone Biles?
Absolutely.
I would totally just go for that.
I'd go for that, too. I'm going... If, like, the Packers played at Soldier Field, because I would not just go to...
you wouldn't just go support
go to
the
a Bears?
Bears
game. But, like... Absolutely. I've been to Packer games where I was like, is Simone here? No, she's winning a world championship or world whatever.
She's too busy breaking barriers. And
I mean, and the Bears, they lost Mooney. But other than that, I think you guys are going to be okay. So
I'm
with
just,
that being said, I'm going to give you a B.
Why do we have Jonathan Owens? I don't want Jonathan Owens.
You know,
I reject
When you don't think about that at all because he's not going to make that big of an impact on your team.
He'll be a lovely bench warmer.
Oh, he'll play. He just won't be a big impact. He'll probably miss tackles just as much as he did for the Packers.
I can't wait. Burn. I cannot wait.
But yeah, I'll give you guys a solid B.
Oh my gosh. Shared brain cell. I too. Booyah. Cam and I just had to hit a fist bump because we really were thinking the exact same thing.
Great minds
think alike. Heck yeah. I too will give them a B, mostly because they landed DeAndre Swift.
Now, to one of my favorites.
To one of your favorites.
The Cincinnati Bengals.
The Cincy Bengals!
Who got a B grade, but I disagree. I think it's far higher.
Far higher.
They had... Oh my god, I just like got a... stuck in my throat. Anyways, Mike Gesicki is one of the most underrated like tight ends in the league. That guy is going to be insane with Joe Burrow.
Explain.
Like, he is... Just, I don't even know how to, you know, like, I don't know if you watch the Detroit Lions, but, like, how good their tight end was. I'm forgetting his name. Laporta.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Wasn't he literally in...
Rookie,
but he was also in line for an award or something. He got nominated.
Offensive Rookie of the Year, maybe?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, he was incredible. Like, I think that Gesicki will be like him with a good quarterback.
Okay. I'm excited to see that
happen. Zach Moss is going to be a good running back, too. And key re-signings, T. Higgins.
That was huge.
Huge.
That was huge.
And, like, Joe Mixon leaving for Houston kind of hurt. And, like,
okay, but it's not... He was traded to Houston. He didn't leave.
Yeah, well,
the team, yeah.
But, like, still, like...
That was wild. Kind of hurt. That was interesting.
But, like, Gesicki can replace Irv Smith, and Zach Moss... I don't know if he can exactly replace Joe Mixon, but they'll still be fine.
I just can't believe they got Geno Stone from their AFC North rival, the Ravens. That was kind of wild to me. Crazy. That was a little bit of an Aaron Jones moment.
Yeah.
That was crazy. But yeah, I'm excited to see Cincy do well this year. Hopefully Joe Burrow stays
healthy
because... The team did not look the same without him. Like, really?
Absolutely not.
You do not understand what a key player Joe Burrow is until he's gone. And he was out.
Real.
Yeah.
Yeah, so with that being said, I'll give them a B.
I'll give them, like, a B+. I think the Geno Stone addition...
I'll agree with you. I'll up.
Oh, she'll up.
I'll up.
Are we playing poker now?
Yeah, sure.
I'll hold. I'm kidding.
You'll hold? I don't know what else there is in poker.
We'll move on to the Cleveland Browns.
Which they signed Jerry Jeudy.
Jerry Judy's a wild name.
He's like Judge Judy, kind of.
Well, yeah, that's low-key what I was thinking about.
But he's going to be good.
And they got Za'Darius Smith, which was
re-signed, yep.
Huge. Or yeah, sorry. They re-signed him. Still huge.
And like Jameis Winston... Like, he's a okay quarterback. Like, he could be fine.
I'm not sure the Browns needed a new quarterback, though.
Well, I mean, with the Deshaun Watson situation, I mean.
Yeah, that is true. It will be good to have Deshaun Watson's backup. Like, Jameis Winston as Deshaun Watson's backup.
If Deshaun Watson can hit the broadside of a barn, maybe, yeah.
Cam is going for it. So maybe we'll be seeing Jameis Winston as the starting.
That might be the goal because, like, Joe Flacco.
Yeah. Joe Flacco's a wild name. I love that name.
Yeah.
Genuinely, I think it's fabulous.
It's giving superhero.
It is giving superhero. But, nothing really strikes me except the Browns, like, re-signing Za'Darius.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Ex-Packer. So I'll give them like a B- for that grade.
I would give them a B. Just pretty average. Not super overwhelming nor underwhelming. A B. And we will stop right there. When we come back, we will continue on with the Dallas Cowboys. But we're going to take a quick break. You are listening to Game Days with the Girls. My name is Danny Savin, and I'm joined alongside...
Cam Felsted.
And you will hear back from us very soon. Hello, and welcome back to Game Days with the Girls. My name is Danny Savin, and I'm joined alongside...
Cam Felsted.
And you are listening to WSUM here on Free Flow. Before break, Cam and I had left off on grading NFL teams with their free agency movements, and we had just finished with the Cleveland Browns, where the two of us averaged about... a B+ grade. So moving on to the Dallas Cowboys, F. Strong F. They added, guess what?
No one.
Like, what? Genuinely, what is going on there?
Oh, and put a cherry on top of that. Tony Pollard was, departing from the Dallas Cowboys, so that's the easiest move on possible. And there's your grade.
That was wild. If it sounds like Cam and I are going a little faster, we definitely are because we took just a wee bit too long
with the other teams and we're not even halfway done.
No,
and
we are not.
About 30 minutes to finish the rest of them.
Rock
so,
on.
So, moving on to the next F-graded team.
Denver Broncos.
Denver Broncos.
I just don't really know what was going on. Like, they're trying to start over, but they're not really doing a good job.
Yes. Russell Wilson went to the Steelers.
Uh-huh.
Jerry Jeudy got traded to the Browns.
As we discussed previously.
They signed Brandon Jones and Malcolm Roach, which are going to be probably key players for the Broncos because the Broncos are one of the worst teams in the league.
They really are.
They're up there with the Panthers. but, you know, as a person that doesn't really care about the Denver Broncos and their ugly orange color.
That is so real. I think we're safe to move on.
Yeah.
Adios, Broncos. On. We wish you the best. Maybe pick up a few decent players.
Now moving on to the NFC champion runner-ups.
The Detroit Lions. I can't help but cheer for the Lions. I love them, especially because they're another Midwest team. And they're...
I agree. And, like, obviously they're rivals. Like, well, I guess I kind of agree and I kind of don't agree. It depends on the situation.
Yeah.
Like, if the Packers and the Lions were to play in, like, the NFC Championship, you I'm obviously Packers. But, like... I do not like San Francisco.
Oh,
once over.
Oh,
so the
that
Detroit,
hurt watching
Detroit,
them. Mm-mm.
Yeah, like Detroit is number one. Like
in our hearts,
in my heart, through and through, in that NFC Championship game.
Yeah. So some key additions. They got Carlton Davis from Tampa Bay, which is huge, and they also got Marcus Davenport,
who is even probably
huge,
bigger,
larger.
News.
Yeah, I was about to say huger. That is on. Your future journalism majors, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, Danny is.
Me, singularly, I am.
You are.
I am. But key departures, Teddy Bridgewater, retired.
Which
that
is crazy
is,
to me.
That is actually crazy.
He's pretty young.
He's young, and he's been there forever.
And Jonah Jackson departed, and so did CJ Gardner-Johnson, who Gardner-Johnson was pretty good, too. So
agreed. That's such a fun... Whenever I think of CJ, I think of CJ Stroud. So...
I love CJ Stroud.
I do, too. But I love the Lions. I'm rooting for them. I hope they have an equally, if not better, season than they did this past go-around. So I'll give them a B+.
And now moving on to the greatest team
hey,
in America.
Hey, what's your grade?
Oh.
I know that you're all psyched because the Packers are next.
I'll give them a B.
Fine.
I'll give them a B.
She'll give them a B. All right,
and now
Cam.
To the A+ Green Bay Packers.
Take it away.
Going to be Super Bowl champions
take
this year.
Take it away.
We're going to manifest that they're winning the Super Bowl this year.
Yeah, you do that.
Running back Josh Jacobs. He's going to be okay. I'm really sad.
The silence.
I'm really sad. I'm really sad that Aaron Jones is leaving, but Xavier McKinney is going to be incredible the next Charles
huge.
Woodson for the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah.
We re-signed Keyshawn Nixon, which is going to be great. We signed Corey Ballantyne, who also was pretty good last year. And then Tyler Davis, the tight end, which is weird to me because I've never heard of Tyler Davis because we have so many tight ends
you
on the Packers.
You really do have so
for
many.
No reason. Why is there so many?
But that's how I feel
Musgrave,
about the Bears right now.
We have Musgrave. We have Kraft. We have, I believe, DeGuara. Like, we have so many. But, yeah. Key departures. Runyon, yeah. He's fine leaving. Savage was okay leaving. For me, he sometimes screwed us out of some games. And then Owens, he's obviously not the catch, so he could leave for the Bears. And then the sad one to me was Aaron Jones.
Okay, but according
and
to
so
CBS...
And so is Bakhtiari, but Bakhtiari doesn't bother me that much because he's so injured.
Listen to this. According to CBS, the reason that Green Bay should not get a perfect grade is because they were unable to find a contractual solution to keep Aaron Jones after they asked him to take a pay cut following the Jacobs signing. That is why he joined the Minnesota Vikings. I knew there
on
was a
one-year
reason.
Contract.
Yeah.
On a one-year contract.
On a one-year contract.
So he's going to be a free agent again next year.
But be so real. Like, you... What about the pay cut? You're already making millions of dollars.
He deserves the pay cut. He was injured the whole year last year and then did great when he came back. Like,
I just...
I guess, like, deserves is not the best word, but, like, he could have went with the pay cut.
Due to the time that he spent off
field? Because he
would have started. Yeah.
He would have started for the Packers. And not that he's not going to start for the Vikings. But he knows that we're good.
That's a wild reason to be spiteful,
though. Don't have a quarterback now.
I know.
Like, a good one.
I know.
Like, not that Kirk Cousins was the greatest. Like, he's no Jordan Love. He's no Jalen Hurts. But he's
But their backup is even dirt.
Yeah.
So, that's crazy. Overall.
So, I'll give them... It says A-. I'll give an A-. I said A+ before, but then again, I'm kind of mad that Aaron Jones left just a little bit.
Doesn't really sound like Green Bay's fault. It sounds like Aaron's fault.
It sounds
fault.
Like Aaron kind of was being arrogant. But
yeah.
Arrogant Aaron. But
Oh, alliteration.
Yep, thank you. Pun crazy. Intended. But yeah, let's just give them an A minus or an A. I'll just give them an A.
I'll give them a B plus.
Of course you will.
Yes, I will.
Okay, Houston.
Texans. I think that's a wild. Oh my gosh. Danielle Hunter, guys. I got married, and I'm on the Texans now.
Yeah, he was a Viking.
That's crazy.
So, he'll be pretty good. Joe Mixon's going to be good for them. Aziz, Al, I don't know how to say the last part of his name. He should be okay. Lonnie Johnson, Jeff Okuda. Jeff Okuda's going to be really good
for Jeff them. Jeff Okuda's going to be huge for
and
them.
And Autry. Danico Autry will be good for them, too. They're going to have a good defense.
Maybe they're going to be the best defense in the league. They
very well might be.
I know, I was being so serious.
And they're signing their kicker back, Fairbairn, and Fairbairn is a pretty good kicker. He got injured last year.
Yeah.
And I had him on my fantasy that week.
Oh, I do remember this.
And it was so funny because they were having, like,
yeah,
other players kick.
No, pregame. I remember watching that as well. But no, it was very clear that the GM of the Texans was focused on defense.
Oh, absolutely. Because, like, Singletary left, like, that's basically the only offensive guy, and, like, I mean, they had some re-signing, but, like,
yeah,
they're probably gonna look in the draft for more offensive talent.
Okay.
Besides, like, not quarterback wise they've got CJ Stroud, but,
yeah,
like,
obviously
more things to go around him, like a wide receiver probably.
Yeah, well, I'm so excited that I'm joining the Texans. That's great. Danielle Hunter and I, we are yeah, the same person.
I'll say a B-plus grade would be good for them because, like, obviously they're making moves.
I'd give them an A-minus. I love that Nick Caserio was focusing on defense, especially when that is something that
she likes that Danielle is on.
I
the
do.
Houston
I love
Texans
that Danielle's on the Houston. No, but
she's
I'm
getting
so
a pity A
I'm
for that.
So serious. I think the Texans did not have good defense last season. Like, there were so many, but that's what I'm saying.
They could have very well been very good.
Had they had defense.
Yep,
so
absolutely.
I genuinely do believe that because of these acquisitions, they deserve an A-.
Okay, on to the Colts.
On to the Colts. I have nothing to say. I, like, don't really...
I have nothing to say besides re-signing Michael Pittman was probably a really good decision.
But, like, they didn't even add anyone. They re-signed and they lost, but they didn't add anyone.
Like, Isaiah McKenzie... Zach Moss leaving and Gardner Minshew, not the biggest losses for them.
No.
So obviously I'd give them B- and move on.
Yeah, C+, super average. Jacksonville.
Signing Mac Jones was so crazy to me.
Especially the trade with the Patriots? Like, that was kind of out of left field.
That was out of left field, and it's making me feel like they're going to go with a quarterback in the draft now.
Yeah, especially after the injuries that Trevor Lawrence faced last season.
Yeah, and I think that's why they got Mac Jones as a backup.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
So what's really hanging in the balance is Trevor Lawrence's fate.
And them picking up Darnell Savage off of the Packers.
Yeah.
That kind of threw me in a loop, too. But, that being said...
They have some great acquisitions, and...
Yeah. I mean, them getting rid of their kicker, McManus,
yeah,
was pretty wild to me. McManus is a good kicker. I thought they'd re-sign him.
I thought they would, too.
Yeah.
McManus was a key player for them for a decent chunk of their games.
He's an underrated kicker, I think, in the league.
I think all kickers are underrated.
I think for that being said, I will give them a C grade.
Okay.
For not re-signing McManus.
Okay. I think their additions and departures balance each other out really well. So I'll give a B minus.
Okay. Well, I'm giving C.
Well, I wasn't asking you to change your opinion, Cameron.
Okay, sassy. let's move on to the Chiefs. Let's move on to the Kansas City Chiefs.
The two-time defending Super Bowl champions.
Now, here's where I get thrown on a loop, too. Why are we signing Irv Smith?
I was just thinking about that.
But then again, like, I talked to my dad about this, and he's like, obviously they play other tight ends other than Kelsey. So... Maybe it's just because he's a better pass blocker or something.
Maybe.
So, I don't know.
But also, when Kelsey got injured with his whole ankle, like, you need someone reliable to fall back on.
And they signed Matt Araiza.
Yeah, that was...
Araiza, yeah.
That was...
That one throws me off because I don't like his allegations he went
through. Yeah. Yeah.
That was wild.
I think personality and actions should be taken into account.
Character should be taken into account.
Character. That is the
and
word.
That's why I don't think, as much as I don't like the Chicago Bears, if they want to do it to themselves, they can draft Caleb Williams.
Yeah.
But I don't wish that upon you, Danny.
I do not stand for what Caleb Williams does outside of how he plays, but I do think he could be a franchise quarterback, which could be very beneficial for the Bears. He could be a Bears franchise quarterback. I saw that look.
The next Jay Cutler. That's who he's going to be if he gets drafted there.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Yeah, and then they re-signed Snead.
No, that was...
They re-signed Chris Jones.
And Tranquil's a wild name for a linebacker.
And that being said, and I mean, like, Willie Gay Jr. left. But, like, other than that, I think I'd give them a B+.
Yeah, they could really use another receiver. Maybe two they receivers. Could. That'd be great.
They could.
So I'm going to give them a B-.
Oh, okay.
Room for improvement.
On to the Vegas Raiders.
The Las Vegas Raiders.
Just Vegas.
Just Vegas.
Get rid of the loss.
No loss.
They don't want losses.
No, for real. Only wins.
No losses here. Just the Vegas Raiders.
Okay. There you go.
This is crazy. We got to dial in, Danny. We don't have very much
we
time.
Do have okay. to dial in.
I'm going to just say that this one was a crazy team.
They just are a crazy
team.
So
my ringer's on.
Evidently. But your ringer's also weird. It goes like, bing. Ding. It's kind of like a gong sound where you bow.
Yeah, it's supposed to be subtle. It wasn't really subtle.
It wasn't really subtle. It actually felt quite attention dividing.
Okay, great.
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 Clearly neither of us care about the Raiders.
Christian Wilkins.
I give them
Christian
a B.
Wilkins.
Yeah.
Christian Wilkins was the only guy that I really stuck out to me, and I'm going to give them, B.
Okay, the Chargers, automatically B. But actually,
the key
like,
departure of Austin Eckler for them,
D.
Crazy.
Literally
we're gonna
D.
Say, we're going to give them a C- and call it good.
Yeah.
Okay, Los Angeles Rams.
I don't really care about that. Wait, how many teams are in California? Be so real right now.
So many.
The Chargers, the Rams, the 49ers. Aren't there more?
I think that's it, right?
The Chargers. There are three teams
in California.
The Chargers,
the Rams, because they play in the same stadium, and then the 49ers. And it used to be Oakland Raiders, but now they're
Las Vegas,
so they used to be.
So California used to have four teams?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
No, because the Rams, the Los Angeles Rams, used to be in St. Louis.
Oh.
And the Los Angeles Chargers used to be in San Diego. So they were still
well,
in
San
California.
San Diego's California, yeah.
No, but like there was only two because it was the San Diego Chargers. Or there was only three because there was the San Francisco 49ers, the San Diego Chargers, and then... Oakland Raiders. That
okay.
Was it.
That's wild, though. Three teams in one state.
Yep.
That's crazy. And I know Florida has the Buccaneers and...
Miami.
Dolphins. And Texas has the Houston.
And Jacksonville.
What? Why have I... Okay, have you ever just, like, sat down and thought about this? Because I have not. And it is blowing my mind right now.
Yes.
Oh, apparently Cam thinks more than
like
I do. It's
Jets
fine.
Like, New York Jets and Giants. Like, there's a lot of teams. Yes. Buffalo Bills.
That's crazy. Wait, wow.
Like, there's no teams in, like, Iowa.
South
there's
Dakota.
There's no teams in North and South Dakota. There's
I
no
think someone
team in Montana.
Ought to make
there's
a
no
South
team
Dakota
Wyoming.
Team.
That's
they could
crazy.
Be the South Dakota.
Dakota.
Dakota. Dakota Rushmores.
That's a crazy name.
That'd be so funny.
Okay, moving on. So I'm going to give them a B grade.
Who are we looking? Who are
we're,
we
we're on the Dolphins now, right?
Oh, I love the Dolphins.
Yep,
automatic A.
I'm going to keep their B minus.
Oh, okay, cute. Why?
Jordan Poyer, Shaq Barrett, Jonnu Smith.
No, I think
Anthony
Aaron Brewer
Walker.
Was a huge, huge
like,
guy.
Yeah, they're all like mediocre signs.
You know what?
Compared to their losses that they had of like...
No,
Jerome Baker, Emmanuel Agba, Andrew Van Ginkle. Like, they lost too many people.
Van Ginkle's a wild last name. Oh boy.
Yeah, that
oh,
is pretty
boy.
Crazy. Okay, moving on with the Minnesota Vikings.
Oh,
so me and Danny can
just
agree
C-
we both do not like.
Literal C minus.
Yep, C minus.
We don't
they
even need a reason. No,
they signed
no reason.
Aaron Jones.
Just keep going.
So yep,
no reason.
You can go.
Oh,
and,
the Patriots I also hate. C minus. But actually they did really well. They traded or they got they re-signed a lot of important players. They re-signed like 10 people, which is wild. And they're
just count that. Yeah, Hunter Henry's a significantly important
yeah
guy. Jalen Reagor has been so underwhelming for me. Yeah. I thought he was going to be incredible.
Matthew Slater retiring is wild.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was crazy.
Mike Gesicki leaving.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I just don't like the Patriots. C.
Yep, so we're just going to give them... Yep. I'll give them a C, too.
The Saints. The Saints are not a team I ever think about. I'm going to be so real about that. They signed
Willie Gay Jr. from the Chiefs.
Rock on!
And then DeMario Davis and Tyrann Mathieu, who also was a former Chief.
There's a Matthew on our
team. But they got rid of Malcolm Roach, Lonnie Johnson, and Jameis Winston. So they, now they really don't have a quarterback either, so they're probably going to draft one. And, yeah, for that being said, I will give them a C-.
Yeah, just... underwhelming. The Giants. I cannot believe Saquon Barkley
and Xavier McKinney
are on different teams now.
Yep, so that being said, they gave them a B because they signed Singletary, Runyon Jr. from the Packers. They signed Drew Locke, the quarterback, Isaiah McKenzie. They got
Brian Burns from the Panthers. I'll give
them a solid C.
Oh, I would give them a B-. I think they did pretty well. The Jets, on the other hand...
Them getting rid of Xavier McKinney is going to be crazy. That's why the Jets
get, like, a D-. Genuinely. Just, I'm over them.
I will give them a D. Solid D. They got rid of, like, Bryce Huff. I don't really know who that is. But, like, re-signing Zerlin. And then, like, Tyrod Taylor, John Simpson, Isaiah Oliver. Probably going to help or not help. It depends. We don't know. But, like, yeah, I'll give them... Yeah, let's just say D.
So in true girly fashion, Cam and I talked too much and were unable to get through the rest of the teams. If you are interested, this article is on CBS Sports. It breaks down the 2024 NFL free agency team acquisitions, and it could be really fun for you to just scroll through and grade it all by yourself. But we really appreciate you listening to our possibly hot or possibly lukewarm takes of the day. You're listening to Game Days with the Girls. My name's Danny Savin, and I'm joined alongside
Cam Felstead.
And we hope you have a great rest of your day.
You're listening to Free Flow on WSUM.org. Streaming the best.
Thanks for listening to a podcast from WSUM.